proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life and practice. Someone can often identify an Orthodox Jew by the distinctive clothing he or she wears in public. If you're walking down the street in a Jewish neighborhood, you might see some of the following items. Orthodox Jewish men usually wear kippas or head coverings on their heads. Another name for this kippah is the Yiddish term yarmulke. These skull caps have a hemispheric shape. In conservative and reform synagogues, women frequently don these items as well during times of prayer. Indeed, many synagogues maintain a supply of yarmulkes or kippahs for those who come to worship. According to Jewish law, men ought to have their heads covered. For a male Jew, wearing a kippah fulfills this obligation. It constitutes an outward display of that person's submission to God. Some rabbinic authorities regard putting on a kippah as an act of Kiddush Hashem, that is to say, sanctifying the name of God. On a Sabbath day, an Orthodox Jewish Hasidic man might wear a shtremel. This item consists of a cap surrounded by fur. Hasidic Jews of Polish extraction might put on a similar head covering, which they call a spodek. A spodek differs from a shtremel because the former is larger in size. Hasidic Jewish men will often put on other special items of clothing. For instance, they could wear a long black polyester coat known as a begishish. Sometimes they might have on a girdle or a belt during prayer time. An Orthodox Jewish wife might don a headscarf known as a tichel when she goes out in public. An incident described in the fifth chapter of the book of Numbers might comprise a biblical example that implied the existence of this practice among the Israelites. According to that portion of scripture, when a man suspected his wife of committing adultery, God directed him to bring her to a priest who, quote, shall set the woman before the Lord and uncover the woman's head, unquote. The Jewish priests apparently did so as part of the accused woman's humiliation. According to Jewish tradition, a wife's hair functions as a private aspect of her appearance, something reserved only for her husband to see in private. Therefore, for an Orthodox Jewish wife, covering her head in public denotes her conformity to a standard of modesty. For a similar reason, some Orthodox Jewish wives will put on a wig or shtetl in public. Elastic caps can secure such coverings to the woman's head. Indeed, sometimes this item has a design in the front, which serves to obscure the wearer's hairline. In 2004, a controversy arose when some Jews learned that certain of these shtetls made in India actually came from human hair offered in Hindu temples. These Jews believed that this circumstance disqualified those wigs from being used, since Jewish law forbids the usage of anything associated with idolatry. The issue became resolved when, upon further examination, these Jews discovered that Hindu devotees had offered that hair as part of a ritual of purification, not as a sacrifice to their deities. Orthodox Jews can often be distinguished by the outward apparel that they put on. It's another way that they regard themselves as being separate from the world. Separate from the world, and yet separated unto God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.